Welcome to Dub Delay Sound Design for Neuro, an intermediate Ableton lesson focused on dialing in dark, rolling dub delays that sit perfectly in Neuro drum and bass. I'm your coach for this lesson, energetic, clear, and ready to help you build two powerful delay returns, route and duck them properly, and create automation and resampling tricks that make transitions, fills and drops hit hard. Quick lesson overview, we'll build two return channels. A short rhythmic ping-pong bus for stabs and hats, and a long dubby tail for atmosphere and transitions. You'll learn routing, sidechain ducking so delays don't swamp the low end, filtering and modulation for character, and how to package everything into an audio effect rack with macros so you can morph textures with one knob. All devices used are stock Ableton. Echo or ping-pong delay, grain delay, EQ8, compressor, saturator, utility, frequency shifter, auto filter, redux, glue compressor and optionally max for live LFOs. This works in Live 10 and 11 suite. If you don't have echo, substitute ping pong delay plus an auto filter and modulation devices. Let's get into the step-by-step walkthrough. First, prep and routing. Create two return tracks and name them RDub short and RDub long. Color code them so your eyes lock on function. Warm color for the short rhythmic bus. Cool color for the long atmospheric bus. On channels you want delays on, use the sends to taste. Start with sends down and bring them up slowly. You'll typically send percussion and stabs around -12 to -6 dB to begin. One workflow tip. If you want tails to continue even when the clip fades, use a pre-fader send for those elements. For everything else, post-fader is fine. Now build RDub short, the tight rhythmic ping-pong chain. Place echo first, then EQ8, saturator, a side-chainable compressor, and finish with utility. In echo set sync on. Set left to 1/16th triplet and right to 1/8th, that since timing creates rolling, neuro grooves. Feedback around 50 to 55% is a good starting point. Engage the echo low pass, and set cutoff near 1500 Hz to keep repeats dark and controlled. Add a little modulation, 10 to 20% depth and a very slow rate around 0.15 Hz, just to keep repeats alive. Keep diffusion low so repeats stay clear. After echo, high pass the chain using EQ8. Put a steep high pass at about 160 to 220 Hz with a 48 dB slope, so the delay never feeds sub-frequencies back into the mix. If repeats sound boxy, gently cut 4 dB around 400 to 800 Hz. Add a saturator with 2 to 4 dB of drive in analog clip or soft sine mode for warmth and edge. Then use a compressor for ducking. Set the compressor for sidechain from the kick or your drum bus. Ratio around 3 to 4 to 1. Quick attack around 10 milliseconds and release between 80 and 150 milliseconds. Adjust until the gain reduction moves with the kick. Finish with utility for stereo width. Push width up to 40 to 80% if you want a wide ping-pong image, but always mono the low end via that earlier EQ. Some practical workflow notes. Start sends low. Use 1/16th triplet on the left and 1/8th on the right to create that rolling feel. If you want the delay to follow clip automation, keep sends post-fader. If you need one-shot tails to persist regardless of clip volume, use pre-fader sends. Next, build RDub long, the dark, dubby tails, chain echo or ping-pong delay, auto-filter, frequency shifter, EQ8, redux for grit, compressor for sidechain ducking, then utility. For the delay times, try left at dotted quarter or quarter, and write at a longer value like a half or three quarters to produce slowing, staggered repeats. Use higher feedback, 65 to 80%, but be cautious of runaway feedback. Set echo filters to low pass around 800 to 1200 Hz and high pass around 120 Hz, so the tail is dark and the sub stays clean. Add diffusion in the 30 to 60% range for smear. Auto filter after the delay is key. Use a strong 24 dB low pass starting near 600 Hz and modulate it with the auto filter LFO at a very slow rate, something like 0.1 to 0.25 Hz, for evolving movement. Add a frequency shifter with a very small shift, between 0.2 and 1 Hz, dry or wet around 20 to 40% for subtle pitch wobble and metallic grit. Use EQ8 to high pass again around 120 to 180 Hz and low pass near 2 kHz to keep tails dark. Toss in redux with gentle downsample and bit reduction for lo-fi character, but don't overdo it. Sidechain a long return to kick with a higher ratio and longer release. Think release in the 150 to 300 millisecond range, so the tails duck during full drum hits and breathe after. A few pro tips as you tune the long bus. Always place a high pass early in the chain to protect the sub. Automating feedback during breakdowns is huge. Map feedback to a macro and bring it up slowly across 8 bars for an enormous tail swell. Also consider duplicating the long bus and running heavy distortion on the duplicate in parallel, that gives grit without muddying the cleaner tail. Now let's package these into a macro rack. Group each return chain into an audio effect rack. Map a small set of macros so you can reshape textures quickly. Useful macro assignments are feedback, filter cutoff, wet level, width, and duck amount. Map the compressor threshold. Save the rack as dub delay Neuro kit so you can load it in other projects. This gives you one knob control to morph from subtle repeats to full dub chaos in the arrangement. How to use them in arrangement. Send stabs and synth hits modestly to the short bus for rhythmic motion and automate feedback up in the pre-drop bar. Send vocal chops heavy to the long bus with low pass and feedback. Then resample and pitch shift the result for atmosphere. This audio version is shortened for playback.